Would you stand with me, please, for the call to worship? Stir thy church, O God, our Father. Move throughout its life today. Cultivate a sense of mission in our hearts and minds, we pray. Help us to renew our commitment to a way of life in thee, which interprets for our culture how thy truth can make men free. Would you turn, please, in your hymnal to number 236, The Church's One Foundation.
Our Father, our hearts tell us that the great church victorious depends yet on the likes of us for the victory. And yet if we do attempt any of the tasks to which thy people are called in our own power, we shall be the church less than victorious, yea, the church apocryphal, the church hypocritical, the false, untrue, unheeding, unaware people of God. Guard us from that. Transform us rather today in thy people, into thy people alert and awake to whatever it is that thou art doing in the world, and then help us to do that though the heavens fall. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Welcome to chapel that launches a two-day emphasis on church growth. I recall vividly it's been years ago now, in a meeting in Nashville, Tennessee, when it was brought by some group that brings such matters to a committee in Nashville, a slogan for church training. The slogan was to be the design for publicity and all the calls that go out for church attendance at night. And it needed to be approved. It sounded mighty good. It was church training, the Sunday night place to be, or some adaptation of that, the church, the Sunday night place to be. And it almost was going to go through like a greased skid when Foy Valentine got up. And as he's so capable of doing, he became sort of the nitpicker, the Soren Kierkegaard of the Baptist Executive Committee, and said something to the effect that that has a major flaw right at the heart of it. Well, everybody was stunned alert to that. And then he explained what he meant. He said, I always thought that church was God's kind of folks and not a place to be. Whereupon there were a lot of revisions in the thinking of the people. Now, it still passed. But every time since that I have heard church, the Sunday night place to be, I've thought of Foy Valentine standing up tall, I thought, in the midst of those decision makers to say, I always thought of the church as God's kind of folks and not a place to be. I think of the church like that. I sincerely believe that if you and I read the New Testament aright and alert sufficiently, we will discover that the church is an organism that is alert and alive to God's Spirit who breathes her into existence, or else the church isn't anything. And organisms are not places. I like the way we say it in our own congregation over here, just to the left of us at the Wake Forest Baptist Fellowship. We have the picture of our place on the front of the bulletin. And then underneath it, the phrase, Wake Forest Baptist Church meets here. I think that's good ecclesiology. It's more than a play on words, I think you agree. So when we talk about church growth, we're talking about growing people, the people of God. And that always begins the way it usually begins. Mark Twain said, I was born in the usual way. Well, that's about the way it starts out. Rebirth is the beginning of the people of God's growth. So church growth that doesn't involve a beginning by being born anew really doesn't have a place to begin. But there are enough warnings in the New Testament not to leave one just an infant, but to grow into maturity, that we know full well that church growth involves discipling and maturing those who are born into the fellowship or adopted into the family of God. Bruce Powers came here when he joined this faculty knowing all that. It's one of the reasons we were attracted to him. He had a theological insight into church growth and to developing persons and maturing disciples that we very much needed. And he has not disappointed us one bit. The logo is significant. I asked Bruce about it. He didn't draw it, so he can be proud of it. The logo is a logo of a growing face and a growing place. And the face outstrips the place. Because organisms need food, clothing, and shelter, it's not at all unusual for churches to grow places, to plant in geography, to set up shop at a location, to learn, to be equipped to do its work in the world. So we're talking about all the facets of church growth. That's been the theme for the years that we've had this emphasis. There's been an overarching umbrella purpose, and that overarching umbrella purpose, defined by the two words church growth, is large enough to include everything under it. Then each year, using the insights that are gathered by those who participated the year previously and others in the planning processes, Bruce and others plug into the umbrella of church growth those particulars, those details that seem to be the most immediately sought by our seminary family. This year, you can very easily see that the details range all the way from drama in ministry, through puppeting, being a pastor, working with deacons, and equipping leaders for single adult ministry, and all the rest. Those are the particulars for this year's emphasis. And I would be remiss if I did not thank Bruce Powers personally, and all of you who've worked with him, and our visitors from distant lands who are here today to help us in this emphasis. Now, all I've said so far has been rather serious. What's soon to be said doesn't have a whole lot of seriousness in it on the surface, but it sure is a serious thing underneath. We can't call what you're about to experience a grasshopper opera revisited, but we would if we could. So if you will, button your seat belts, brace yourselves for a skit on the general theme of our church growth conference this year. And I will not introduce all of the skitters, but the title is A Game.
Hello, Johnny.
Well, hello, Pastor.
Good to see you.
So too.
Good to see you. Listen, Johnny, I understand that you're chairman of the committee here at our church on new positions.
Well, that's right, Pastor.
Well, listen, I'm very much interested in this committee. There are a lot of positions that need to be filled with just the right people.
That's for sure.
Well, listen, Rodney, why don't you tell me some of the names of the church members who are available to work? My being new here and everything, it would really be a help to me. Now, let's see. First of all, we're going to need a custodian.
Oh, I know. Somebody will do that.
Well, that's what I want to know. Who will be our custodian?
Somebody will do it.
Well, listen, Johnny, aren't you the chairman of this committee?
Yes.
Well, shouldn't you know the names of these people to work?
Of course.
Then who will be our custodian?
Somebody.
Somebody?
Yes.
That's all you're going to tell me.
What else do you want to know?
The man's name.
I told you.
I want to hear somebody's name.
That's it.
Somebody?
Yes.
You're telling me that just anybody can be custodian.
No, 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 no. He's directing the choir. Now, we're not even talking about choir yet. Let's stick to one position at a time.
How did I get to the choir?
You happened to mention the choir director's name.
I mentioned somebody in the choir.
No, no, no. He's the one for custodian.
Well, let's stay away from the custodian. How did I mention somebody in the choir?
Pastor, somebody's not in the choir.
If you don't cut it out, Johnny, I'll have you name everybody in the choir.
Oh, he's not in the choir either. He's our head deacon.
Now, wait a minute, Johnny. Let's start from the beginning very simply. Do you have somebody in mind for custodian?
Certainly.
When we call him in for an interview, somebody will have to come in, right?
Right.
And when we make out his paycheck, we'll have to make it out to somebody, right?
Right.
So who do we make the check out to?
Somebody.
All I want to know is the man's name. Why can't we can't make his check out to anybody?
Well, certainly not. He's choir director.
I'm not asking you about the choir. Let's leave everybody in the choir out of this.
He's not in the choir. He's
Head deacon. Okay, Johnny, have you had any thoughts about who might be the Sunday school director?
Whoever wants that position.
I don't care whoever wants it. Somebody's got to have it.
I tell you, somebody is the man for custodian.
Stay away from the custodian. I want to know if you have anybody for Sunday school director.
He's directing the choir.
Everybody's in the choir.
No, no.
Head deacon. Okay, Johnny. Have you had any thoughts about who might be the youth director?
Wouldn't this be a fine church without a youth director?
His name.
Sometime.
You don't want to tell me now?
I'm telling you.
What time?
What time what?
What time are you going to tell me about somebody for youth director?
Now listen. Somebody is the...
Johnny, I'm going to break your arm if you tell me one more time that somebody is the man for custodian. I want the name of anybody who can be my youth director.
He's choir director.
Everybody's in the choir.
Head deacon.
Now listen, Johnny. I'm a pretty good youth director myself.
So they tell me.
Well, let's say that I am youth director and anybody is choir director.
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it. I don't even know my own name anymore. Let's see, if anybody is choir director, and whoever is Sunday school director, that must leave somebody for custodian.
Right, right.
Now, who is that somebody?
Certainly.
Certainly?
Certainly.
Oh, I understand. Our custodian will be certainly.
No, no, no. Our custodian will be somebody.
Certainly. That's what I said.
No, you didn't.
The custodian will be certainly.
The custodian will be somebody.
He has to be somebody.
Certainly.
The custodian is somebody.
Certainly.
All right, you tell me.
The custodian is somebody.
Certainly. Anyway, if he refuses, we'll offer the position to anybody and whoever and somebody sometime. What difference does it make? Nobody will take the position anyway.
Oh, he can't. He's no longer a member. He moved away last week.
We can laugh at some of our shortcomings, but I think the message is clear. We often are the persons without a clear vision regarding the Christian mission and ministry. I think one of the things that I've come to realize over the years is that sometimes we can get so caught up in the mechanics of seeking to be ministers that we can become our own worst enemies at the point of impeding the progress of Christian growth and development, either in our own lives or in the lives of others. I've come to see that it's really our role to assist persons in understanding and committing themselves to the teaching of Jesus Christ. And second of all, to guide these persons in the process of discovering, developing, and putting into Christian service the gifts that God has given. That's really what Christian ministry boils down to. It is facilitating this process. It is loving God. It is developing the skills to cause these types of things to happen in our own lives and in the lives of the persons whom we are called to minister with. This conference is one of the many ways in which we at Southeastern seek to equip ourselves to facilitate this in the churches. And as Dr. Lally pointed out, each year under the general theme of church growth, we invite some special resource persons to come to our campus, and they come in and spend 2 days getting to know us and 2 days us getting to know them, and provide us the benefit of their expertise, their knowledge, their understanding, their ability to work through some of these types of problems, such as were illustrated here in the skit Church Games. This year we're delighted to have with us three just very lovely persons, Mrs. Ann Alexander Smith, and I'm going to ask these persons to stand, let you see them, and then you'll have opportunity in Mackey and in seminars and so forth to get to know them a little bit better. Ann, would you stand for us, please? She's the first, as I understand it, the first Southern Baptist single adult consultant that we have had after the convention decided that we were going to begin some program work in this area. Is that correct, Ann? I believe that's correct. Thank you so much for being with us. Last year's steering committee for the church growth emphasis picked out single adult ministry as potentially a key issue this year, and I believe they hit it right on the nose in this morning's paper. During the 70s, single adult women, the number doubled over the decade of the 70s. And from what I've heard in the churches, last year's steering committee made an excellent decision at the point of single adult ministry this year. Mr. Everett Robertson, drama specialist with the Church Recreation Department of the Baptist Sunday School Board. Everett, would you stand for us, please? He was on our campus this fall with a drama class, and you might want to turn around. I can see you. They might want to get a look. He's also assisted us with some of the drama for our chapel service this morning. Everett has a specialty in the area of multimedia, also using drama in worship, and for many of you who are trying to use puppets as a part of ministry, recreation, and so forth, he is a specialist with that and helped design many of the puppets that are being used now. Dr. Ralph McIntyre is a person I've been wanting to have on our campus for quite a while. He is director of the Division of Church Staff and Support Services, which are provided through our denomination. This includes church administration, church music, church architecture, and the various types of services which are available to us. Those of you who are seniors will hear more about these types of services in the senior coffee tomorrow. He will be working with us in the area of pastoral leadership and church staff relations over these 2 days. Ralph, would you stand for us, please? Thank you so much. We're delighted to have you on our campus, and two of them are here for the first time. You will see the schedule for activities in the brown folder. I want to call your attention to the display and consultation area in the Commons Room. These persons will be available there, as will members of the steering committee and others, to assist you. There's some free materials there. They'll be glad to talk with you about problems in your churches, what the seminars will be about, and such. Seminars will begin at 3 o'clock this afternoon in Appleby. And tomorrow morning, all seniors are invited to gather in the cafeteria for a coffee sponsored by the senior class and the student council. I want to express a word of appreciation to the many persons who are involved in this conference, those of you who are assisting with chapel this morning, and a special word of appreciation to the steering committee. They really have run these conferences each year. This is our third one, and the credit does not come to me, the credit goes to them, because they have really carried the responsibility, and I am extremely proud of not only them, but our student body in general.
Building.
Building.
Building churches through leadership.
Blessed.
Blessed.
Blessed is the nation.
What nation?
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Whose God is the Lord?
Blessed.
Blessed is the nation.
Whose God is the Lord?
Whose leaders are chosen of God.
Whose leaders are chosen of God?
Blessed.
Blessed is the nation.
Whose leaders are chosen of God?
Whose leaders walk with God.
Whose leaders walk with God?
Blessed.
Abraham.
God called Abraham.
And Abraham walked with God.
A leader of the people.
He walked with God.
Joshua.
God called Joshua.
And Joshua walked with God.
A leader.
He walked with God.
Enoch.
God called Enoch.
And Enoch walked with God.
A leader.
Abraham.
Joshua.
Enoch.
All leaders.
All walked with God.
You,
chosen leaders of this nation,
of any nation,
God challenges you.
Walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called.
Walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham.
The faith of Joshua.
The faith of Enoch.
Faith in God.
For his way is perfect.
Walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you.
Walk in his statutes.
Walk in wisdom.
A wise man will hear and will increase learning.
And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel.
But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Walk, therefore, in wisdom.
Walk in honesty.
Wrong no man.
Corrupt no man.
Defraud no man.
Providing for the honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. A just weight and balance are the Lord's.
A false balance is abomination to the Lord.
Walk, therefore, in honesty.
Walk in truth.
The lip of truth shall be established forever.
But a lying tongue is but for a moment.
Lying lips are abomination to the Lord.
But they that deal truly are his delight.
Walk, therefore, in truth.
And walk in love.
How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity and love.
Hatred stirreth up strife.
But love covereth all sins.
Love worketh no ill to its neighbor.
Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Walk, therefore, in love.
Walk in all these ways.
In wisdom.
In honesty.
In truth. In love.
In all these ways walk worthy of the Lord.
Ye who are the chosen leaders
of this nation,
of any nation,
God hath charged you,
every one of you.
For he said, Behold, I have given him for a leader and commander to the people, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk.
Therefore walk.
Wait not.
Walk.
Linger not.
Walk.
Move constantly forward.
Walk today and tomorrow and the day following in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you.
God suffers all nations to walk in their own ways, for he has said, Choose you whom ye will serve.
But blessed is that nation.
That nation.
Whose leaders serve.
Serve.
And walk.
Walk.
With God.
Blessed.
Blessed.
Blessed is the church that builds leaders.
Amen.
Some of us have been given special ability as apostles. To others, he has given the gift of being able to preach well. Some have special ability in winning people to Christ, helping them to trust him as their Savior. Still others have a gift for caring for God's people as a shepherd does his sheep, leading and teaching them in the ways of God.
Why is it that he gives us these special abilities to do certain things best? It is that God's people will be equipped to do better work for him, building up the church, the body of Christ, to a position of strength and maturity.
Until finally, we all believe alike about our salvation and about our Savior, God's Son, and all become full grown in the Lord. Yes, to the point of being filled with Christ.
Then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone has told us differently, or has cleverly lied to us and made the lie sound like the truth.
Instead, we will lovingly follow the truth at all times, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly, and so become more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church.
Under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly, and each part in his own special way helps the other parts, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love.